Hi, Danny. How's it going?
I'm doing great. Chatting with you. Here we are going into the weekend. Exciting. I love it. So it has been a hot topic the past couple of weeks. You texted and you said, I got something to say about it, and it has to do with parking.
Exactly. And for the first time, I think I agree with John. I said, I do like John's recap of what happens in city council.
Oh, yeah, the council roundup. Yep.
I love it. And I would not have that much patience to listen to that bickering going back and forth like children.
You should.
I sat on a union for 23 years. That's exactly what happened. So I'm glad John does it and then wraps it all up for us.
I always joke. I said, John, take it for the team. I've tried. I've maybe gotten through about a half hour, max 45 minutes. After that, I need to go get a drink.
Yeah, like it's just too much. Yeah. But I'm glad he does it in a recap, and it's perfect for me.
Excellent.
And concerns with the parking. Like, Thunder Bay wants to be this big city, right? Like, with that silly soccerplex that 1% of the population is going to be afford to use. But we're going to have it so everybody gets a nice little plush place to
hang on. You're gonna upset 5,000 or 6,000 soccer fans.
Oh, that's fine. Well, you know what? I'm the black sheep of our Italian community. That's nothing.
Okay. All right. Fine. All right.
So we'll go there.
Okay.
There. They want their little turf so they can kick their balls around and do whatever, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So and then you know we're bringing in Paula Abdul and Tiffany. Like, we are a big city now.
Wait,
so,
don't you be dissing on Paula Abdul, Tiffany, and Taylor Dane.
I didn't even know they were still around. But
it's almost sold out, just so you know.
I understand that because we're a big city now.
Yeah, yes.
That's big city. That's a big city. Well, so since we're a big city, we need to pay big city prices for parking. I've had numerous parking tickets, and they're all on my fault. I've tried to get away with it. Park there, and I'm like, oh, I'm just going to run in. And I get a ticket, and I'm angry. But I know I've done it. At the end of the day, if you go to Toronto, if you go to Ottawa, if you go to Winnipeg, there's nowhere these people are parking without paying.
You got to pay
at least $20-something dollars for a day.
And actually, since we're on that, imagine during a sporting event. I've been in Toronto during big sporting events, and I've been with my cousin who lives there. And he's like, buddy, we got to park underground here. It's going to cost like $50.
Right.
Right. That's the reality.
On top of the astronomical amount of the price for the ticket wherever you're going.
Yep.
I understand that. So people really need, if they want to be this big city that we claim to, you know, bring in, like I said, Tiffany again and Paula Abdul, we need to step up.
But wait a minute. Tiffany, Paula Abdul, and Taylor Dane, they're at the auditorium, and you don't have to pay for parking at the auditorium.
True, true. But where are you going to sit in the luge or the lounge or the luge seats, whatever those are called?
The loge seats.
The loge. I want to sit in the loge.
Isn't the luge, like, isn't that a sport or something? Or
the loge seats, and then pay $15 for a little drink. I get it.
Yeah.
Again, big ticket prices, but then people complain about parking.
Yeah.
Like, or like even because they want to park at the front door of everywhere. You know, you're always going to get that one person that's going to drive and waste a half a tank of gas at the grocery store going around and around and around.
You know, John said it best earlier this week. It's something that we've talked about the past couple of weeks. We really, as a city, have been very spoiled when it comes to parking and free parking.
100%.
And times are changing, and that is the reality. I use it very cliche all the time, but that is the case. So the city is now introducing the 15-minute and 30-minute short-term parking. Will that help if you just need to pop into your favorite store to pick up something? Yeah, I get it, but you got to pay for parking. That's it.
Exactly. Like at the grocery store, when they put their left signal on or their right signal on to show as if they hold up all the traffic to get that one spot, I go right in there. I go right in there. You know, so as soon as they pull out and they're getting blocked by the car that's pulling out, I go right in there. And then it's an argument. I'm down.
I don't want to get into an argument with you. Thanks,
Nikki. Let me know how it goes.